This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive in the two!
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right!
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Yeah.
Let's go for a little ride.
All right, it's The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lance, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. There's not many people here on Fridays, and now this might start being the norm. In fact, we're trying to figure out if we're even supposed to be here. I guess we are one more day, and we'll see what happens. We're taking it day by day. I've had people all day. People are like, what are you guys going to talk about? I'm like, I have no idea. I have no idea.
We got a lot today, though.
We do. Yeah, Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood, they both met with Derek, Jeremy, and the rest of the media crew. So we'll hear from those two.
I'm not sure how good of an idea. I mean, look, there's a lot to talk about. But for the media to all converge into one area and all sit next to each other, I don't know how.
Media people are healthy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You guys are.
We weren't allowed to touch the mics today, though.
Oh, you weren't?
We were taking some precautions.
Isn't that funny? This is crazy. Oh, wait. Now, wait a minute. Oh! We have breaking news that's not sports-related, which is basically going to be our show for the next month. We're going to start talking about everything under the sun minus sports. Trevor?
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has announced as of 5 minutes ago he is ordering all public and private schools, including Chicago public schools, to be closed until at least March 30th.
Okay. I know a lot of area schools. I know St. Thomas and Philo, and I think maybe Unity. I know St. Joe as well. They're all closing until April 5th. So this is like a long... I mean, if you're a kid right now, you're like, yes!
Yeah, except you have to stay inside. So, I mean...
Well, maybe. You can go outside, can you?
Well, I mean, okay, you can go outside, but you're not supposed to go
do
places.
Anything. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you can't go to a movie. Well, you can, I guess, but... And is this a point where... Is this the point where, like, traveling, going to a movie is, like, now the safest you could ever be? Because, like, a plane's going to be as clean as it's ever been. They're disinfecting those things every flight. A movie theater, probably they're cleaning every hour.
I mean, if you're zagging while everyone else is zigging,
that's what I mean.
If you're trying to avoid large crowds and now no one's going to be anywhere,
right?
But then the problem is, unless you're the only person with that mindset, there might be someone else out there who thinks the same thing, and who knows?
It's weird. Derek, what was your day? You were off yesterday. Trevor and I had to tackle, you know, just the situation and kind of basically it all came to a head yesterday with NCAA tournament being done, and we had to kind of react to it, et cetera. What is your thinking on this? Have you had a chance to kind of sit down? I'll be honest with you, without sports, I've had so many people ask me, like, what are you going to do? What are you going to talk about? I'm like, you know what? I just don't even think about it right now. I don't want to think about baseball, which right now is being postponed 2 weeks, but there's a great chance that it's going to be all of April. There's no NBA. There's no hockey right now. Golf, the Masters, has been postponed. Have you had a chance to kind of... Have you been able to look at it micro, macro? I mean, how are you looking at this?
Mind is blown, man.
Not bad.
It's hard to wrap your head around the fact that there's going to be no March Madness. It's just something that, like, you watch every year. My first opportunity to cover an NCAA tournament was happening. And I can't help but keep coming back to just how bad I feel for the players and the coaches. I've been to every single game with them this entire season. I was in Italy for three of their four games. So outside of one game in Italy and Rome, I've been there along the ride for Illinois basketball since August. So
that's crazy.
Feel horrible for them that it all comes to an end. I don't know. It's hard to imagine because this is like the best time of year for sports, and we're supposed to just have so much to talk about, so much to watch. We're supposed to sit here in an afternoon on Friday and have conference tournaments going on. And I don't know. I've even been flipping on spring training every time I have lunch. The Pirates and the I was telling Trevor, the Pirates and the Tigers are playing a spring training game, and I'm flipping it on because I just want to see some baseball.
Exactly.
And none of that is available. I know this is bigger than sports, what's going on
No
here.
Doubt.
And it's scary as we still try to learn the extent of this and everything. And I understand the precautions, but it's sad. It's frustrating, and it's everything.
I don't know how much of the show, if any, you heard yesterday, but when Trevor and I started the show, I came right out and said, I'm not apologizing for being upset about sports not being there. In other words, I'm not going to put a precursor on it as to what you just said, and I'm not yelling at you, but I'm not going to say, hey, I understand this is bigger than sports. It's the right thing to do. You know, this could be, we could be Italy in a week where you can't leave anywhere and your entire country shut down. So I get all that, but I'm not going to apologize for the fact that sports is such a big deal to me that this stinks. I mean, this stinks. Like Masters. I mean, you got a golfer outside, and if you don't put any fans out there, then you basically have me walking around a golf course by myself and maybe one other guy that you're constantly 30 yards from, except on the putting green, and maybe you get on the putting green, you stay 10 feet from each other. It's not like golfers are huddled together, right? I mean, so, I mean, I understand everything, but it's like, and I know, like, the European golfers, there's a little bit of an issue there. And there's probably things that I don't understand, and we're not going to have the commissioner of the PGA Tour on anytime soon. So I get that, but I just think to myself, even on the college level, like I get wrestling, right? I understand like wrestling would be a sport where you're like, okay, we better not do that.
I was going to say, one thing you can watch this weekend is a UFC fight. It's going to happen on Saturday.
Is this still going on?
Yeah. So you would think...
Oh, my goodness.
As close of man-to-man... combat.
You don't get any
closer. Yeah, you don't get any closer. They're still going to have that, but yeah, something like golf and everything else is canceled.
It doesn't make any sense. Chris is in Muhammad. How are you, Chris?
Well, my bubble has burst, that's for sure.
No doubt.
And just, you know, all this state things happen. They did the right thing, but I said, you can mention it's really the best time of the year with college basketball and not going to happen now. So I guess I'm going to have to go back to last year's tournament to watch some of that. Because they just passed out hazmat suits at the doors, you know, for these games.
So yeah, right.
That's my take. So, hey, you guys have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Chris. No, you said it. Chris said it. This is the time of year where you've got college basketball, March Madness. Baseball is about to begin. The Masters is right on the tip of your thought. The NBA and NHL are wrapping up seasons, gearing up for the postseason. This is truly the best time of the year for sports. And what I mean is like all of the combination. If you're a huge NFL fan, then obviously the start of the NFL season is your favorite time. But when you consider everything that kind of comes together in the spring with baseball and basketball ending and just everything in between, it is the best time of the year. So not only are they taking this away, I mean, I would still be sad if this was August. And they said, well, guess what? I mean, I don't think there's a good time, in other words, for this to hit. If they would have said, well, you know, college football and the NFL, we're going to postpone. We're going to move back 2 or 3 weeks.
Yep.
You know, baseball, we're shutting down for a month. We'd still feel the same way. It's just, this is so weird that all of the stuff that we look forward to, the weather's turning nice. I mean, this is the time of year that even if you're depressed, you're not. You know, because it's like, hey, it's light out now. It's 4:14 and it's sunny, like it's noon. And, you know, all of a sudden tonight, you know, I'm going to watch a little spring training. I'm going to get ready for the Illinois basketball game that just ended. They just beat Iowa, by the way, in my mind. And it's like, now we got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. By the way, Trevor, I have an update on Bovada. I checked my Bovada account. You know, I had like $1.79 in it. I actually had 79 cents in it.
79 cents?
Yeah, but today I've got $20.79, and I'm like, what?
Well, that's what they do if you if your account goes below a dollar, they give you some type of incentive to keep you going.
Oh, they do?
But the incentive lessens every time your account goes to a dollar. Don't ask me how I know that.
Well, here's what happened. Here's what happened. I had Maryland winning the NCAA tournament. So they went ahead and credited me.
You.
They credited me $20.
I see.
So how about that, right? Heath says, sounds like you guys need a better sense of imagination. In my mind, the Atlanta just put away Minnesota, who shocked Iowa yesterday, and are getting ready for Wisconsin tomorrow. I'm okay with that.
I want to see Illinois-Iowa. Who did not want to see the rubber match of that one?
I totally agree. July would only impact baseball and golf and motorsports. All right, so Ken, maybe that would be the month. If we had to pick a month for the best time for this to happen, but you're
right.
This
ain't it.
There's no good time. No, this is not the time.
And not even to have a selection show.
Can we do that still?
And apparently, Matt Norlander, CBS Sports, reported that NCAA is considering still releasing a 68-team bracket because of the coaches. And listen, coaches do have incentives in their contract to make the tournament.
Yes.
But also, beyond that, for especially a team like Illinois, like Rutgers, like Penn State, those are three in the Big Ten that haven't been to the tournament in forever, essentially. Really, Rutgers hasn't been in 27 years, whatever it may be. For them to at least acknowledge, hey, you were in the tournament, it kind of validates your entire season, what you worked for up until that point. Doesn't seem right if we're going into next year and still saying Illinois is on a 7-year drought, or even just taking out last year and saying 6 years without an NCAA tournament. It's not right for a team that was no doubt in there.
Because technically it is correct. Technically Illois is not playing in the
NCAA
tournament.
If there's no tournament, then there's,
and that's what stinks.
There's no appearance.
No, there's no appearance. I mean, so technically Illinois is going to go another year without playing in the NCAA tournament. No fault of their own this year. I mean, this is just, it's crazy. And I think at the end of the show today, we're going to look at like Joe Lenardi's bracket, and we're going to kind of look and see what his final bracket was and kind of see what we would have matched, you know, how Illinois would have matched up. We'll go through what some of the Big Ten teams that were in it. We'll just go through that. Also go through bracket matrix. I know Illinois was pretty much in everybody's mind a 7 seed at this point. You'd worked your way to a 7 seed. Isn't that weird? You had such a great year, and you're only a 7 seed.
Yeah, that was where John Gross's first year. That's what they ended up, a 7.
Okay.
But this team still had an opportunity to climb more.
Yes.
Where you win 2 games in the Big Ten tournament, you beat Wisconsin again, potentially beat Iowa again, and all of a sudden maybe you're 6, maybe even you get to that Sunday, and maybe you're a 5. But, look, you take anything.
No doubt.
And you still feel like that team – whether you're playing a 2 or you're playing a 3 in the second round. And look, you're not assuming anything in a tournament, but they had an opportunity to be dangerous.
No doubt. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think a lesson learned this year from Brad Underwood and these Illini players, don't screw up the non-conference. Because you did everything right in the Big Ten Conference. You were a game away from winning the Big Ten Conference. You won 5 right road games. You stopped your streak against Wisconsin. You stopped your losing streak at Purdue. You stopped your losing streak at Michigan. You did everything right, and yet could only get a 7 as of right now because of Miami and Missouri. So next year, guess what? Don't mess those up. And if you do have one game in there where you're playing a really good Duke team, let's say, and you lose that, okay, well, it's not going to hurt you. It's not going to kill you. You just can't lose to the likes of a Miami and a Missouri when they're not very good. And that's, I think, one thing that we learned this year as Illinois fans, that those non-conference, while maybe not the kiss of death, it could certainly knock you down a seating or two come NCAA time.
Oh, so, absolutely. You can't lose at home, for sure.
No.
And then, look, Missouri's a bad basketball team. Just to not show up for that. And we talked all about that at the time. But and then also, you mentioned it there, to get a quality win on your resume in the non-conference, Illinois wasn't able to do that. And there weren't very many opportunities. Because it turns out beating Grand Canyon, they just fired Dan Marley. That was not a good team either.
They did fire him.
Yeah, they fired him yesterday.
He, friend of the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's been on the show.
On the show.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
But you got to get one that means something, and then to avoid the bad losses, because those can really drag you down. That was the difference between an Illinois and an Ohio State, an Illinois and a Michigan, as far as like the net rankings go.
Even Arizona is not a horrible loss, but the way you lost. You end up losing by, what, 25 or something?
20 plus, right?
Yeah.
And they had a disappointing finish. They really were one of the most underachieving teams as far as talent versus resume. And it was an opportunity for a pretty quality win because it was on their home floor. Not getting it was a missed opportunity.
I think Arizona was maybe going to be a 7. So, yeah, I think for them, a kind of a disappointing season. Dan says he's holding out hope for a partial high school baseball season. Son is a senior on a very good Central team. You're only a senior once. That's so true. We haven't even gotten into that. I tried to get, I won't mention Nate, I tried to get a college pitcher to join the show today who is a senior this season and now has had it all taken away. He's a local kid that plays away from Champaign-Urbana in college, and they kind of still have a little bit of a gag order on the kids, his particular college. I think Illinois probably has the same thing. We haven't had a chance to talk to any of the coaches yet. I know Mike Small on Twitter last night was really, really fighting it. And I read one of his tweets this morning that said, you know, I for many years I've been able to put my head down on my pillow and sleep well, and last night I didn't. And he's talking about, you know, his seniors that I think Giovanni Taddeo, is that?
Yeah.
I'm so bad. I've been bad with his name for 4 years. But, you know, you've got some seniors on that team now that won't have a chance to play out their senior year. You got softball players. You got baseball. I mean, think about baseball. They went, the Illinois baseball team went and upset two top 20 teams, played the number one team in the country. Now, you didn't fare well. It was like 11-2. But you already have two top 25 teams. And I know Dan Hartler wins. And Dan Hartlib had said, we need to get more consistent. Our team needs to get more consistent. We can't turn around and lose to Elon or whatever and upset the rest of the teams. So but when you, I mean, it's like the opposite of Illinois basketball. When you already have two wins against top 25 teams in your pocket, now you just kind of need to take care of business in the Big Ten and the rest of your non-conference. And Illinois is probably without a doubt in the postseason. After last year, they were like one of the first two teams out or something. So now all of a sudden you wake up one day, Derek, and your season is done. You're done.
Yeah, done before you're even a quarter of the way into it. And that the one thing from the basketball perspective, of course, you don't get the reward of the postseason, but you had a full regular season to essentially to have all those moments and to feel like you got something out of the full season.
Agreed.
And baseball was just getting started.
Yep.
And that plays more into what Josh Whitman talked about today, essentially saying that it makes sense, and this is now a conversation, it makes sense for seniors in spring sports to get potentially a waiver to come back.
I would agree with that.
It presents a challenge with scholarships and with incoming freshmen. You recruit to have these players leave and then to fill their roles and fill their spots. And then if that player comes back, all of a sudden there's a freshman who was maybe guaranteed a spot that isn't there anymore. So right. How do you go about changing that? But especially for spring, it makes sense. Some would even argue for basketball, should Andres Feliz get an opportunity because he doesn't get to play in the NCAA tournament? That might be a little more complicated, but for spring in general, speaking of seniors, I know that they're not going to get that opportunity in high school.
Right.
You just feel horrible for those that stripped away before they really even had half of a year.
I mean, let's be honest. If you get to state in high school, you remember it the rest of your life. You talk about it at class reunions. You probably even get laughed at sometimes because you're like, oh, boy, he's living on his dream again. They went to state. But it's a big deal. It's a big deal for a high school kid to make it to state, and it's a great accomplishment because you've got to beat a lot of good teams, and you've got to be good to make it there and to now all of a sudden have it stripped away to where, hey, congratulations, you were one of the teams that were going, but you're not going. Like Sacred Heart Griffin, I think, you know, as a basketball team, I think for the first time ever had qualified for state, and now they don't get to play it. So, you know, how does that go down then in the history of Cyclones basketball? Were you a state contender? You didn't play there. So it's just a weird thing that everybody is feeling right now. And again, I'm being selfish because we're talking about sports. Trevor mentioned it, that J.B. Pritzker has canceled all school, private and public, in the state of Illinois until at least March 30th. So that's a much bigger deal. Much, much, much bigger deal. And even bigger than that is the economic impact this is having. I joke about that all the time. What's the economic impact of this Illinois game?
But when they cancel the Big Ten tournament, it's a real thing. It's
crazy.
Scary.
It's crazy. I mean, you know, the hotel industry, the travel industry. Nobody's flying. You know, if they are, I mean, you know, airports are, it's eerie. I've seen people on Facebook and Twitter walking in O'Hare or walking in Dallas Airport, and they're like, this is weird. There's like nobody here. So, and think of all the people now, if you run an airport, you're like, hey, Joe, I don't need you, man. We don't have that much garbage now. So I don't need you. I'm cutting you and I'm cutting you Tom, you're the veteran. You still get to go collect garbage. You know, I mean, there's so many people are losing jobs because of this. There'll be a lot of problems with this, but it's obviously a very serious thing, and the country is taking it very serious. And
state of emergency announced today.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is something that's it's unprecedented. That's the word I keep coming back to. All right, Brad Underwood and Josh Whitman had a little bit of a duel. Were they 6 feet apart?
They were, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Essentially.
Okay.
I didn't measure it out.
All right.
And I'm 6'2". I didn't lay across the table and say, all right, you guys, a little bit further, Josh.
Brad, a little bit to the left there. Josh Whitman and Brad Underwood both met with the media today. When we come back, we want to play the opening statements from both of them. They also reacted to questions from guys like Derek and Jeremy and others. And we'll hear some of that maybe in the next hour. We'll do a little drive time. It's kind of cool. There's a couple NBA players that are donating some money to the arena staff. I think that's wonderful. And then before the show's out, we'll try to kind of go through the hypothetical brackets for Illinois and at least give us that.
Let's see where they could have gone.
Okay, I agree with that. And we'll look at it from it's not going to be impartial. I can't. But I'll try to be impartial and
informed.
Look at it. Informed, right. I totally agree.
On the Illinois side.
So when we come back, you'll hear from Josh Whitman and Brad Underwood. And essentially, well, when we come back, I want you to kind of explain a little bit as to why they met today. And then we'll get into both of their opening statements. If you want to weigh in, 359-2255, 359-2255. A lot of you are weighing in about about various things. So we'll try to get to some of these as we go. But please fire them in. We're going to need you more than ever now in the next few couple of weeks, month. We just are going to need to do something, unless we just look at each other and be quiet.
We got some ideas.
We got some ideas, and I'm never quiet, so I'll be rambling about something. So
we're going back to the future to change some history.
Boom! I love that idea. We do have some topics that we'd love, and we'll tell everybody to get involved in for sure. So keep listening. We're going to be here. I promise. 359-2255. You can always find us on Twitter. Just search at the Drive 93.5.
Our podcasts are on all platforms: iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to TayandPiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at ESPNCU.com, or you can watch us live on YouTube. Just search Tay and Piper or the Drive 93.5.
Hear what Josh Whitman and Brad Underwood had to say today. We'll play it next. Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
After 29 years at the U of I, the Illini Shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good. Total inventory liquidation now in effect. All items marked down at least 35%. T-shirts as low as 3 for $22. Long sleeve tees as low as 3 for $35. New markdowns daily with many items already reduced 50% or more. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more all on closeout. Shop early for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini Shop, 707 South 6th Street in Campus Town.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
Patience has its place. If you turn on the water first, let it warm up before jumping in the shower, that's smart.
Ah, it's cold.
Waiting until your house is sold to get your moving estimate? That's not a wise decision. Lead time for summer moves can be up to 8 weeks. Planning on moving this summer? Contact 2 Minute a Truck right now, even if you haven't sold your home. Professional estimators with professional moving solutions. TwoMenChampagne.com. That's a smart move.
Hi, this is Kenny with CU Under Construction. I just wanted to take a moment to tell you a little bit about our roofing division. We are fully licensed and insured residential and commercial. From roofs to foundations, siding to plumbing, with quality unmatched, CU has your back. We're also a preferred Owens Corning contractor. We specialize in storm damage. We look forward to building relationships with each new client in 2020. The thing I love about CU is that we are truly building better together. For details, visit CUUnderConstruction.com.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
It's kind of a solemn song.
Yeah. Tell you about CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. CMI knows that safety is a big concern all year round. Customers, vendors, and co-workers can easily slip on wet floors, especially from a rainy spring or after mopping. Make sure you warn others the floor is wet with CMI's latest product called Banana Cone.
The floor's wet!
Go local with CMI. Visit them on Bloomington Road in Champaign. Check them out online at CMIclean.com.
Illinois over Iowa today. 84-61.
Sounds about right. Oh, wow. 84 sounded about right. 61.
Wieskamp didn't score. Garza only had 9. First time he's been held under double digits.
Kind of missed the cries from Frederick, you know?
Yeah.
As much as they pierce your ear and go out the other.
Yeah. Kipper exploded for 34.
Another Kipper game, huh?
Had another Kipper game. So Illinois advances in the Big Ten tournament. They'll play tomorrow against Wisconsin. This is all going on in my mind. This stinks. All right,
they need to play games from earlier this year on replay.
Yeah.
Just to have something.
I agree.
So we can trick ourselves into thinking we're watching actual basketball.
What if they... So if you're the higher seed, so let's say you're Kansas and you only lost twice all year. Okay? So they take all of your games. So let's say they played 30 games. They put 1 through 30 in a hat. And then let's say they're playing Stephen F. Austin in the first round, and they went 17-14. They put 15-15, let's say. They put all 30 games in a hat. And they say, okay, we're going to draw out of a hat a number. So they draw out number 6. So they look and say, Kansas, you won that game. Stephen F. Austin, you won that game. They draw another number. Kansas, you won that game. Stephen F. Austin, you lost your 18th game. Kansas advances. That's how we should do it. Because if you're Kansas, you only lost twice. Your chances are good about not getting upset. But who knows? You get maybe the next game against a team that only lost 7 times, and now you got a better chance of Kansas getting knocked off. I think that's not a bad way to do this. All right, Josh Whitman and Brad Underwood met today 6 feet apart to talk to the media. Why did they do this today? Thank goodness they did. It gives us something to talk about.
Well, for Brad, it's essentially reacting to the fact your season's over, and... They were on Wednesday headed to Indianapolis talking about we're ready to go there and win it. And I'm not blaming Brad. Brett Barons asked him about coronavirus. Are you worried? Are you concerned? He kind of just essentially laughed it off, said, no, we have a game. We're going to show up and play.
He's like me.
And just more than 24 hours, if not less than that, Big Ten tournament's canceled, and on a drive back from Indianapolis, they find out on the bus that the NCAA tournament's canceled.
Wow.
So he's reacting. Josh is also talking about all spring sports being done, the effects of seniors in these spring sports, recruiting, and how they plan now to go, their approach going forward with this unprecedented event.
I want to start with Brad. Is that all right?
Yeah.
I want to start with Brad because that's kind of the fresh basketball is done. I mean, you were making the NCAA tournament. You had a chance to make a little bit of a run in a Big Ten tournament. I want to start with Brad, and then we'll get more macro with Josh. So here's Brad Underwood from today.
Well, I think, first of all, a big thanks goes out to the Big Ten leadership, Josh, the leadership of our university, in what has been an unprecedented turn of events, and I think we all understand that this is bigger than a tournament, and a Big Ten tournament and an NCAA tournament, and it actually is a very valuable lesson for all of our student athletes in what is the game of life, that it is pretty significant, and how abrupt it can end. We were practicing yesterday in Hinkle Fieldhouse, and we were told, both teams were on the floor warming up, and we knew that there were not going to be fans, and yet there was a tremendous sense of excitement, and 20, 30 minutes into that, we found out that was not going to happen. We finished practice, showered, came home, and then had probably one of the more difficult conversations I've ever had to have with the team, nothing's easy in those moments. You feel for Kipper, Tyler, Sammy, Andres Felice, we're an NCAA tournament team, and there was no doubt about that. And you can put an asterisk by it. You can put whatever you want. I think it's the first time since 1938 there won't be a national champion. I said it after the last game here. My gratitude for that group of guys will never be remembered. I made a comment to Josh yesterday that in all my years and however many more that I have in me, this team I will always remember. And it won't be because we didn't play in the NCAA tournament and the NCAA tournament didn't happen. It'll be because of all the fond memories and all the hard work and all the character and all of the wonderful adjectives that go with a team. I had fun this year. I had a blast coaching this team. And when you get to enjoy those moments, to have it end abruptly, and for something that is so big, it is hard. It is hard. It's crushing. It's devastating. I had a sick feeling the night before. I kind of had an idea where it was going, and it's just hard to put that in the right perspective. But this team achieved a lot. I'm extremely proud. We've got Illinois back in the NCAA tournament. We've got Illinois back on the national stage. And, the event's not going to happen. And I feel for those kids. Our coaching staff's done an incredible job. And we'll be there. We'll be back there. But those four guys won't. And that's what's so disappointing, to walk on that court and get that experience. But circumstances are what they are. We'll continue to grow this program and keep working. And in the meantime, I'm going to have nothing but incredibly fond memories of this season. And I can't wait to just sit back and really dig into all the positives that have happened in this season. So to that, I'll open it up.
But before we do,
how hard that must be. I always do this and I laugh at myself, but my little eighth grade team had a hell of a season this year, and we go into regionals. I think we'd won 20 games, went into regionals, and a chance to win a regional title, which at our little school doesn't happen very often. And if they would have then come to me and said, we're done. The idea, and now take that times 10 or more on a college level. But the idea that I would have gotten over it, Derek, but, for the next year maybe, you sit there and you go, that just stinks. Or every time you enter that little gym and you look up and there's a banner of a team
12 years ago that won a regional title, and you don't have a banner. And it's like, those kids deserve that banner because they would have won that regional, we think, and we did. But it's like, that's not fair. I just can't imagine what that's like for guys like Io, and especially the seniors, like Felice and others, and also Brad Underwood and the staff, because there's a pride thing to coaching. It's not all about money. I know they make good money, and I know getting to the NCAA tournament spurs a lot of little, you know, triggers in your contract to say, hey, here's another 100 grand. You made it to the tournament. And that's all, don't get me wrong, I'll take the 100 grand. But there's a pride thing for coaches to say, you know what? I busted my butt off on a team that won 12 games last year. We won 21 this year, and we would have been maybe a 6 or a 7 seed in the NCAA tournament with, if you're that, you're the favorite to win the first game, no matter what the case is, because you're the better seed. And then you've got a team that has potential to win another game and get to the Sweet 16, and now all you have is what-ifs the rest of your life. That would gnaw at me, Derek. It would gnaw at me.
Yeah, it's, again, the Selection Sunday, the opportunity to play in the Big Ten tournament, but the Selection Sunday that's waiting, the NCAA tournament, going to that game, just walking out on that floor knowing, even whether it was fans in the stands or not, it would have been better if the Orange Crush makes the trip or Illini fans are able to be there. But if they're just able to look around and know we made it, we made it here. We were 12 and 21 a year ago. We had to experience every second of that. There was no ending to that when we wanted one.
Yeah.
We clearly would have wanted one. But this, for to go to Indy, and really, look, Wednesday morning, it was business as usual. Everything was still on the table. It was just, and I look back to Sunday, and I wrote it in my piece when I typed it up yesterday.
Right, it was a good piece.
Looking around in that building, State Farm Center, on that Sunday when Illinois won that game against a rekindled rival in Iowa, and the place was filled to the last row.
Crazy.
Illinois basketball just felt back, and it was just so fun thinking about what was about to come in the coming weeks. And to go from that Wednesday morning to Thursday afternoon where everything was taken away and it was out of their control. I didn't get to experience it. It's
tough.
Heartbreaking. It's sad. It's mind-blowing.
Brad mentioned that he had to tell the players. How did they react?
Oh, there was it was a lot of raw emotion. And you know, that there were more hugs, more tears from coaching staff, players. You know, people forget we invest a lot. We invest a lot of ourselves in each of these young people, and we want for them to have special moments and memories that last a lifetime. That's what part of the beauty of athletics is that you create lifetime opportunities and lifetime memories and relationships Yeah, that was a challenge yesterday, and you know, there wasn't a dry eye in there, and you expect that. That's when you know people are invested and they're bought into to everything that we're doing, I couldn't be prouder of that group of guys, yet you know, my heart aches for them.
No doubt. And that can't be easy to look at young men after you've been pushing them so hard all season. I mean, just think of all the practices and the time spent at the gym on their own. And I know everybody does it. Even if you go 12 and 21, they're in there doing that. But then to look at them and say, hey, you busted your butt and this isn't, you know, life isn't fair. Life isn't always fair, because this is a perfect example of that. That now you are being treated just like SIU, who went 15 and 15 or whatever, or 16 and 16. Neither one of you is playing in an NCAA tournament or playing a postseason tournament, and it's just not fair. It's not fair. It's tough. And Brad Underwood, he was asked about his reaction to this news.
A lot of us coaches were talking around the country, and you know, we kind of had an idea of what it was. And again, I think you just kind of pause for a moment and you realize the abruptness of it, but you realize the raw emotion that's going to be there and how bad you feel. Yet in Illini basketball, there was a lot to be proud of. And I wanted to make sure that they understood what they had done. They brought us back to national prominence. They brought us back to the NCAA tournament. They achieved great things. We had a double bye. We were in competition the last week for the conference championship, the conference title. We were in a position to win a national championship. To be quite honest, I think in a year there was no clear-cut favorite. We had a chance. I wanted them to experience that. The Illini Nation is back better than ever, and the sellouts, the crowds, and I want them to remember those things, and not just the sadness and the emptiness that comes from not playing, but the positives of what happened, and you know, that was a. That's why it was a tough meeting, because you did mix so many emotions, and but I'll be forever grateful, man. That group is always going to live as one of the teams that accomplished so much and deserves so much credit. So I wanted them to know that.
I think he'll say that a lot in the next few years if Illinois does what we hope. If Illinois continues to kind of stay where they're at now, it's always tough to get that first push, right? It's if you're going to go run a marathon, the hardest part is the first 2 weeks. Getting off your couch, going out, even walking a mile, and you're like, oh, I don't want to do that again. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, it's like working out in a gym. The first week is just like, oh, I don't want to do this. And then 2 weeks later, you can't wait to get there. And this team essentially took that ground that Illinois could not get over in the last 6 or 7 years. There was just this barrier that they could not cross or jump over or bust through, whatever you want to use, and they did. And now you don't get rewarded for it. But you hope that next year's team then says, look, we are a team that should be a top four team in the Big Ten, and we need to continue to play like that level, and we need to keep it right there. And if, let's say, 3-4 years down the road, Illinois wins a national title or they get to a Final Four, Brad Underwood, I wouldn't surprise me one bit if he noted this team and said, you know what, that team 4 years ago, in my made-up version there, that team 4 years ago deserves a lot of credit for where we are today.
Yeah, the arrival, the getting to the point where Illinois basketball in the early 2000s, that was the expectation.
Yes.
And we saw how hard it was for a program, and we see it at other places too, when you fall from that spot, how hard it can be to get back there. And Brad has said before that when you think about the Big Ten hierarchy, no one is giving you you have to pass all those teams that are ahead of you, and yes. There was a lot of them.
Yep.
And now to get back in the top five, top four range in the Big Ten, and we've talked a lot about sustainability, and that's why you look at Brad's contract extension, and you built that because you got the talent. You're going to lose some of that this offseason, but you have recruits coming in. But, yeah, you're going to look back on this year, no NCAA tournament regardless. They got back to that point, and I think that they're now have an opportunity to stay there.
Matt Norlander from CBS said today the NCAA is still considering releasing a final bracket. So I don't think they've come out and said, hey, we're not going to do it. We're holding out hope. I know in the end, I guess in the scheme of things, if you're not a sports fan, you're probably like, why do you guys want that? But there still is a chance, and you guys were able to ask Brad Underwood.
Ask him what it would mean to him if there was a selection show, okay. Or just to get that moment, because there's a reward in that. They earned that. What would that mean to him and to the team if they were to go through that?
You're going to hear that after this. Sorry. It's the drive.
The goal at PDR Automotive in Urbana is a simple one: to provide you with the safe, reliable transportation in your vehicle. They aren't just after the quick fix to get you back on the road, but instead have two main priorities. They want you to feel safe in your automobile, and they want you satisfied with their work. PDR has been in business since 1973 for a reason. They give quality service and will explain every turn of the wrench. So call them the next time your car or truck has an issue at 367-9481 or visit them on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Wait, Lon, it's not drive time yet.
I can't wait any longer, Derek. These deals are too good to be true.
What kind of deals?
Well, the best prices on new Hondas, used Hondas, pre-owned trucks, BMWs, and so much more.
Wow, big time.
Can you and Trevor handle the show today? I've got to get down to Honda BMW at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Sure. But can't you search for vehicles on their website?
Oh, that's right. What's the address again?
They're online at drivechampagne.com.
Heads up, listeners, we've got a new website. Introducing the all-new StevieJ.com, your one-stop shop for podcasts, advertising info, staff bios, Stever links, community calendars, and more. If you're a regular visitor to any of our station sites, be sure to visit the new StevieJay.com. Each station has their own tab chock full of show information. So again, if you're looking for ESPNCU, Q96, US1059, or Christian FM 95.3, you can now find them all under one roof at the new StevieJay.com.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lonte and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lonte, Derek Piper, Trevor's getting out of here. Next hour, Josh Whitman was also with Brad Underwood today, and we're going to hear a lot from Brad. I'm sorry, from Josh Whitman. Not only his speech to start the press conference today, but also about some of the questions that he was asked. And then Kent Brown joined Stevie J and Diane this morning. And we were trying to get Kent on yesterday, but he was probably one of the busiest people in the world. So totally understood. He emailed me back and he's like, man, I'm sorry. I'm like, no. We get it. So he was on this morning with Stevie. I thought he had some really good things to say. We'll get you that in the 5 o'clock hour and also Josh Whitman. So a lot more from there. And then near the end of the show, we're going to do kind of the hypothetical bracket results for Illinois. I want to hear this. All right. Set this up again. So Matt Norlander from CBS and others have still said that the NCAA is still considering releasing a final bracket, and you jumped on that to ask Brad Underwood.
Yeah, I said to Brad, essentially, the Selection Sunday is a huge part of the experience, the gratification of a great season, and Illinois deserves that moment. What would that mean if they were to release that, essentially, for your team? I know there's not going to be a tournament, which
right.
That's a tease.
Right.
And it probably eat at you a lot. Say, oh, man, good matchup here,
yes.
Whatever. But just for the teams, especially, I said, you know, Penn State, Rutgers, you guys haven't been in a long time. To just have that moment of, hey, we made it. We were a tournament team. They could put it on the stat, up at the stat, as you like to say.
Absolutely.
What would that mean to you guys?
Well, there's not going to be a selection show. And, you know, it's one of the great, great, great emotions that take place is hearing your name called and that sense of accomplishment that you have. And I don't think there was any doubt. You know, we weren't a bubble team. We weren't, you know, we were in. I think that, all the talk, you know, for us was about, you know, can we move up a line? Can we move up two lines? What happens? That's what the Big Ten tournament, how it was going to impact us. So I'm disappointed for our guys that they don't get to hear their name. That's pretty special. It's one of the great memories. But I also understand the ramifications of automatic qualifiers and who do you pick and how difficult that could be. But we'll wait till next year.
Just do it. Just release a bracket. Those NCAA, you know what, NCAA, we harp on you, we yell at you, we call you and you never answer. You never do anything right in Illinois' mind. Do the bracket. Get those guys together, have them sit in separate rooms or teleconference. I don't know. There's a lot of things you can do out there with technology. Fill the bracket out. I mean, the season was played.
Yeah.
The only question there is, okay, so if you're Ivy League, let's say, which had decided to cancel theirs anyway, so you know what? Here's the problem. If I don't know who won or lost.
Yale.
Okay.
You got to take the regular season champion.
Okay, so you take the regular season champion like back in the day, and sorry, Harvard, I know you had a shot to win it, but guess what? You're not the regular season champion. Life isn't fair. But we're going to put Yale in this tournament. Just do it. We all want to see that. Everybody, every college basketball fan that I've talked to, so I'm not putting this on a million people, but the ones that I've talked to, everybody would love to see it. What does it hurt?
It doesn't hurt anything.
And I know it's a tease, and I agree with you, but yet, how fun is that to see a bracket where you see Illinois as a 7 seed going up against USC in California? And you sit there and think, oh, well, man, we match up well with them. We would have won that one, and then we'd face Dayton. Ugh. Dayton was really good.
Mm-hmm.
But why not? I mean, why not just, you know what? Everything is bad in life right now when it comes to sports. Everything. Masters is being postponed. NBA is postponed. NHL is postponed. Baseball, I guarantee you, will be more than 2 weeks. Maybe I'm being unprofessional there or irresponsible, but I guarantee you we don't even see baseball in April. Everything right now is bad. You have a chance to do a good. You have a chance to release a good. Now, maybe 3 or 4 teams are going to be upset. Maybe a Northern Iowa is upset because they didn't win the Valley Tournament, and they're sitting there thinking, oh, we deserve to be in it. All of a sudden, the bracket's released. They don't get in it. Well, I'm sorry for you 4 teams.
Well, they at least had a chance.
They had a shot.
They played their conference tournament. They could have won it.
They did. You're right. They had their chance, which is a lot of pressure. But still, just do the right thing and release. Just release it.
I know. Just for the teams, again, that haven't been there in a while.
Yes.
And Illinois was in. It would just make no sense. Or it wouldn't feel right to continue to say there's an NCAA tournament drought when that was a no-doubt tournament team. They were in.
Yep.
And also, this tournament committee, this selection committee, has been working on this for months.
Right.
What do you got? What have you been working on? What does the bracket look like right now?
Just
throw it out there.
Do it. Get in your rooms like you would have right now, today. Get together and figure it out and release the bracket on Sunday. I think it would be the right thing to do in a sports world right now that has nothing going for it.
Give us something.
Nothing is going for it. So do the right thing. We come in on Monday and have something to talk about. Delay it one more day of us worrying about what we're going to talk about. Give us something to talk about. That's a song.
Let's give him something to talk about.
Yeah, we're singing now. This is where the train goes off the rails. There's no doubt. Next hour, Josh Whitman. You're going to hear a lot from Josh Whitman, and we'll kind of break down hypothetical brackets on Illinois. We'll do it all next. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.